Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Alex Hoban, winner of Series 1 of Channel 4's The Circle, and this is Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. On today's episode of Dishonest Fun, we'll be spilling the beans on the final episode of The Celebrity Circle. So this is a massive spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the last episode yet, then stop listening right now. Take out your headphones and get yourself on all four ASAP. We'll be revealing the winner, so consider this your final warning. After an intense week of catfishing, competition and flanter, we have the winner. The celebrities rated Big Nasty, aka Lady Leisha, as the first ever winner of the Celebrity Circle. From one winner to another, congratulations, Lady Leisha, you smashed it. So with me today to explore Leisha's path to victory, our returning Celeb Circler and Radio 1 DJ, Melvin O'Doom. How you doing? Welcome back.
Yo, what's going on, people?
You! And our resident social psychologist, Alex Kratosky. How are you today?
I feel like I have to do a very Radio 4. Well, hello. Thank you, Alex.
Okay, so guys, as you know, every episode we have a little game we play, but we're going to put a bit of a spin on it today. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you to tell us something that you've won. It can be true, it can be false.
Okay.
In your history, and I'm going to try and determine whether it's true or false. But it has to be something that you've won in honour of Lady Leisha.
Okay.
Melvin, you go first.
I was once crowned pole dancer of the day.
Pole dancer of the day.
Yeah.
So they're rewarding this on a daily basis, this award. This is interesting. Okay, so what establishment awarded you this?
It was a strip club in Vegas.
This all seems very plausible to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Vegas and that sounds like exactly the kind of thing you'd expect to find on the strip. However, based on what I've seen on you of the circle and your dance moves... Okay, so there's a part in the circle where Melvin's rapping, and the way he's doing it, he's rapping on time, but his moves are slightly off-piece. So I'm going to say, based on that it's false.
It is false.
Yes!
And that, my friends, is why I was the first person of Strictly Come Dancing.
I thought you were going to say you came second.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Alex, hit me with yours.
I was once 28th place in the National Beach Volleyball Championships in the United Kingdom.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where in the United Kingdom do you get to play beach volleyball?
On the beach. There are beaches, if you can imagine. We started in Brighton. I went to Bournemouth. I went to Eastbourne. Where else did we play?
Okay, so here's my question. Is Brighton Beach sandy or pebbly?
It is pebbly, but there is a section down the other side. If you keep going past the pier on your way out to the White Cliffs, there's a small section of sand. There's actually also a section of sand right on the promenade, right in the center. But that's filled with things that you do not want to get in your feet.
Right.
Okay. So I mean,
Your knowledge of the sandy areas of Brighton Beach is very specific. So I'm going to say that must be true.
It was. It was a quiet year in the National Beach Volleyball Championships. Several of my friends weren't playing that year. Had they been playing, I would have definitely been demoted to much further down the ranking. But yeah, dizzy heights.
I feel like you need a trophy for your sand knowledge as well.
Yeah,
I do.
Amazing. Well, there you go, guys. 2 for 2 today. I think that's the only time I've ever actually got more than one right. Let's get stuck into the final episode of Celebrity Circle. And what an episode it was. Everyone met each other. The catfishes were revealed. It was a very intense moment at the end there. And obviously, Melvin, you experienced it firsthand. Pretty mad.
Yeah, I mean, it was, to be honest, I don't know how we made it to the final, myself and Ricky, because for me, we had probably the hardest character to play. He's such a big entity. And I think if I was playing the game as someone else and I saw Will.i.am in the roster of people on the screen, I would have said that was a catfish straight away. So to make it to the final was such a big deal for me and Rix.
Congratulations, Circle family. I'm so pleased that Rachel and I called it right. We hope you guys are pleased too.
Message, well done Denise and Rachel, you smashed it, ! I can't believe the realist made it, ! The only thing I've ever finished
is my food.
So yeah, he's gone really positive.
Because obviously I want Big Nasty on my side, I want to just like agree with him. Okay, message, Big, I can agree with you on that one, laughing face. Still trying to process this. So happy for us all, hashtag
the real deals. I feel terrible. I thought she was too perfect. Well, maybe she just is perfect.
So the mad thing is, you guys have been in there the whole time and Saffron is still trying to win people over. Like, at the very end, you've made the final. She's there. She's still trying to get people on side. Melvin, what was your game plan at this point?
We were all over the place, to be honest. I think we started out by saying we're going to be really, really nice and really, really kind of like friendly. But I feel like we weren't noticed when we were doing that. So we kind of midway through said we're going to kind of pinpoint certain people and eliminate them, which is what happened initially with Big Nasty. Like, we made this alliance, but then when he was being silly about the whole Saffron thing, we were like, you know what, we're done with you. And then because he became an enemy, we were like, we need to now get rid of Big Nasty. Our game plan was all over the place. So yeah, it went from nice to horrible to, okay, we're in the final now, let's just try and befriend everyone again to see if we can get even closer to the final.
Sure.
You're throwing everything in. Like, you're sort of really trying to figure out, like, what is your game plan to get over that? Because, God, at that point, like, I'm sure, Melvin, you guys were like, we're going to win this or we're going to die trying. Like, we have come so far at this point that you're like, I will do anything. Yeah. And so you're going to, like, you're going to throw everything at it to see what sticks.
I guess just being locked up with well, in your case, your best friend, but just being locked up for that period of time, you're like, well, we might as well throw all of our cards on the table right now and try and win this thing. There was two other really strong players at this point, and it was Denise who was playing herself, and it was Pete and Sam who were playing Rachel Riley. They had formed a really good bond, and it seemed that one of them was on course to take the crown. But did Pete and Sam mess things up during the Golden Circles game where you had to try and judge who you thought was the realist in the game? So we'll play the clip now, but it was really interesting little interaction.
Okay, Circle, please select Rachel as my most genuine player.
I think we vote for Saffron. But then we say to Denise, we think she's not as genuine as Saffron.
No, but Saffron's just so pure. I don't think it's a slight on Denise.
The award for the most genuine player, it has to be Rachel. And I would hope that Rachel says the same about me. And if she doesn't, then there's going to be a problem.
Circle, lock in Saffron.
Oh, here we go. Rachel and Saffron. Really?
Oh, we joined my next Saffron.
Oh, Rachel and I have tied.
Rachel and Saffron. Wow. That is a bit of a shock.
So who picked Saffron then?
Big. Big voted me. Wait, what?
Rachel went for Saffron. Well, this is very interesting.
So there you go. It seems like Pete and Sam, i.e. Rachel Riley, had betrayed Denise at the final hurdle. Did the game playing backfire? I guess you saw firsthand, Melvin, when you were playing that game. Did it feel like their game plan had backfired and there was some sort of betrayal going on?
Definitely. I think to be fair, I think Pete and Sam played it really well from the outset. And their whole ethos was, let's just be nice, let's be pleasant, let's befriend everyone. And then right at the end, when they selected Saffron, it went against their whole game plan. So I think it went against what they were kind of like so popular for. They still made it to the final, but I think that's why they didn't win. They could have won that.
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree. Alex, why does feeling betrayed cut so deep, even in this context?
You can even hear it in the moment that Denise is like, oh, geez, the penny drops. Where she's like, oh, God, I've been had. Well, because you put so much of your trust in somebody, right? You believe that they've got your back. There's this amazing thing about online privacy, right? And it's relevant here because somebody wants to define privacy as trusting the thing that you put private information in and losing that trust. A breach of privacy, a breach of trust, is discovering that that information is somewhere else. And I think that that's something that we've all experienced at some point. And that's what Denise experienced. She thinks that this person is her friend and she trusted this person, you know, and even if she didn't perhaps, you know, outwardly trust this person with like super secrets or anything like that, she trusted her in her heart. And as soon as you discover that that trust is misplaced, you're like, you start to question yourself and you start to question your own judgment. And that, it hurts. It cuts, as you say, really deep.
No, 100%. When I was on the show, we only had the final ratings to kind of betray each other. And there was that moral dilemma. You think, do I rate the people that I enjoyed and I like highly, or do I try and win this and bring everyone's averages down by just rating as low as possible? And that was the biggest moral conflict for me in my series, a guy called Dan, who had basically carried me through the whole thing. And at the very end, I just gave him a 1-star, which obviously paid off for me because I won. But on those final ratings, we have some of the celebs commenting on Big Nasty's time in the circle as our next clip that we're going to listen to. So, yeah, let's see what they thought.
Big Nasty started very strong.
He's funny, he's opinionated, and he's very strong-willed.
I don't think he's going to be that popular. He's stirred quite a lot in the game.
Always had a presence and always had a part to play.
There's not once I've played it safe in this game.
He's played a great game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
They think he's played a great game. Some people thought that he was very strongly opinionated and strong-willed. Is that a good way to make friends, kind of sort of breaking the group in two and some people agreeing with you and some people disagreeing? Or is a better strategy to kind of just be average?
I actually once upon a time did make a radio program about the joys of being average. it was really interesting because it does mean that you never kind of you don't get lost and you don't stick your head above the parapet, which kind of means that you're a really good diplomat. If I was being a career counselor, I would suggest. But no, one thing about online, one thing about playing something where you're anonymous, and so much of what we do online nowadays, you know, even if we think we know the other person, we're never 100% sure, is that these big personalities, these really, really big, loud personalities take up a lot of space. And I think we have to think about whether we actually like those people or we're just attracted to them because they're getting a lot of attention. And I think that in this case, that's the game that ended up being played with Big Nasty is exactly that. People were drawn to that character rather necessarily than being drawn to the human being and wanting to be that person's friend.
And obviously it paid off because Lady Leisha won the show. But at the end of the whole thing, and it happens every time of the series, you have to meet the other players. Mm. And that was a massive thing on this episode, the final. So everyone's preparing in this next clip to meet their fellow celebs at the big dinner reveal, which I can say from personal experience is effing terrifying, mate.
I can't even imagine.
Especially when you're a catfish. I mean, Melvin, you weren't the first. I was, I think when I went in there, I was the first person in other than right. the guy who was real, who I'd been speaking to. So it was me versus him on our own. Luckily, right. you kind of had a bit of a... You had some people in there. There was already Sam and Pete, and it was very relaxed. Yeah. But this clip we're about to hear is Lady Leisha preparing herself to go into the room and reveal her true self.
The person I'm most confused about is Big. One minute I think he is who he says he is, the other minute I think he isn't.
I'm scared because one, I think I'm the only catfish and everyone really believes it's me now.
There you go. That's the fear. Even at your level, and obviously it was all for a very good cause, the fear is there. So what's that feeling that Lady Leisha's got there, Alex? Is it fear?
Yeah, it is. You have no idea. Like, you go in and you're like, ta-da, you guys believed in me. Ha-ha, suckers. And you're also doing it in public, right? That's the other thing, is that if you're doing this in, like, the comfort of your own home, or if you're doing this, like, even just around a dinner table and you're playing a game like this, the humiliation is not as big for somebody, right? But if you're doing this on TV that's beaming into people's living rooms around the country, then you're scared that that somebody's going to respond because the consequences are big. Now, those consequences aren't like, oh, you know, I'm literally going to die. But the consequences are like reputational, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about other people, how you think other people look at you now as somebody who lied to everybody and completely convinced. Like, now they know you're a really good liar. Are they gonna believe you in the future? I mean, it's all of these things. I can imagine, Melvin, all of this was running through your head as well.
Yeah.
Well, I actually thought I was going to die.
You got a good ticker. You're fine.
Yeah. I mean, I thought maybe this is the end of it.
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, there could, especially like given how much you and Dan like became close in the game, you know, you could have definitely left there with a bloody nose. You could have. Yeah.
Melvin, did you feel any guilt at all for duping people into thinking you were
Will.i.am? To be honest, I was more worried that people would be let down when they saw me and Ricky walk through that room. Because Will.i.am.
You did set it high. You really did set that bar high. Like,
he's such a big deal. And I think it wasn't until afterwards I spoke to Sam. And Sam was like, I really thought it was Will.i.am. I really wanted to go to his room. And he was so excited by everything anyway. So when we walked into that room, and I wasn't even too sure if certain people like Saffron would even know who we were. So it was like, oh, are we going to be a letdown? But obviously we know Denise, we know Sam, we know Pete. And so when we walked in, it was just relief. And they really shocked me because I did think, throughout a lot of that competition, that it was the real Rachel Riley. I was like, who are you guys supposed to be? I didn't realise they were together as well. I thought they were separate people. But for me, Lady Leisha as Big Nasty was genius. Because we know Big Nasty. We've worked with him loads. And you know, off camera, me and Ricky were like, there's only a handful of people that can play Big Nasty. Steve-O the Madman, one of his best friends. Yeah. And Mo the Comedian.
Yeah,
and possibly
one.
Ed Sheeran, who I think is like his godfather
to
his child. So I was like, those are the only people that can play Big Nasty, right? Mm. And I would never thought in a million years that Leash could do it. But she submerged herself into that character. She read that book. And even when she was talking to the circle, my girl wasn't sitting down, you know.
Yeah.
She was standing up. It was like work for her. It's a presentation. She embodied that character. And even she used to say, like, this is a, you know, a man's game and men win. And she would, a man, that's not what a man would do. Like, I'm a man of my word. Like, she always referred to herself as a man throughout the competition. She really was Big Nasty's character. So she deserved to win, man. I was so happy for her.
Well, let's have a listen to when she entered the room and met you guys for the first time.
No! No! Wow. Lady Leisha! Leisha!
Oh, my God!
Lady, oh, you know what? You know what? I knew it had to be someone we were
playing. Bloody hell!
I've seen you for years.
I know, it's amazing, hello!
Saffron!
You were clearly very excited there, Melvin. How was that?
You know what? We were blown away. And also, like, there was points where you did think it was Nasty. And so when little Leash walks into that room, and she's tiny, I don't know if you guys have seen her. The girl is tiny, so it was just such a big surprise, but a really nice one, like, because we all love Leisha. She's such a talented girl. And yeah, she did a great job, man, doing that character. Great job.
100%. Alex, what's the rush of emotions there? Talk to us about that and how that sort of plays on your mind.
Well, the reveal is so exciting. You're running towards an endpoint anyway. And also, frankly, the relief that you don't have to sort of constantly be worried and constantly thinking, oh my God, am I putting my foot wrong? Am I giving myself away? That's a huge cognitive load that can stress you out enormously. So yeah, there's such a massive, massive run of emotions. And it's exciting as well. I think that this series was really lovely in that everybody was really kind-hearted, if you know what I mean. Like, everybody was treating this as something that was for a really good cause, and you were enjoying yourselves. And while there was competition, it wasn't nasty competition. And I think that also contributes to this amazing rush of just, like, relief and excitement and tears and giggles and all of that. All of that.
That's what really struck me, was how positive the interaction was. And it was a complete contrast to my experience. And I think there's been twice in my whole life that I haven't slept just without being ill. And that was one of those nights, just you just can't sleep afterwards because of the rush of emotions. But there was two celebs in there that were real, and they felt hard done by from all the rest of you. And those were the genuine players, Denise and Saffron. Let's have a listen to what their reaction was.
Well, I just feel for me and Saffron. We've just, like, been catfished.
The thing is, every single person I thought was a catfish wasn't. I was so bad at the
really?
Game.
Really?
Absolutely terrible.
So Saffron says that all her catfish calls were wrong, which links back to what we discussed in the first episode around first impressions. So I guess in that small moment, she had the chance to determine what she thought of people at the very beginning. And clearly she was very sort of forthcoming and thinking that everyone was genuine. What's your thoughts on that, Alex?
This is something we've talked about before on this series, and that is how enduring those first impressions are and how difficult it is to admit that you're wrong, right? Because we go with our gut, don't we? In so much of what we do, we go with our gut. And then we build on that. Like, we're done. We've made our impression. We've made our opinion. That's fine. Now we can move forward. And so it just makes us question everything else that we've done since that point. So, of course, there is a lot of embarrassment. And, of course, there is some self-pity. But, you know, everybody gets it wrong. Everybody.
Would you say your kind of gut instinct, Melvin, was very good at guessing who the catfishes were?
Ricky was dead set on it being Denise. He's worked with her, like, for years. And from the start, he was like, she talks like that. That's her language. Everyone else, if I'm honest with you, I was back and forth. I remember thinking, Rachel's real. Rachel's not real. Kim's real. Kim's not real. And I think being in there with Ricky, It's one thing having a thought in your mind, but then you'll say something and Rix will go, yeah, but this, this and this. Mm. And then he'll almost talk you out of it and you'll be like, no, you're right, Rix. So I was literally back and forth. Denise is the only person we stuck with in terms of we thought this was a real person. Everyone else, I was back and forth, if I'm honest.
I found that very interesting how like the duo elements were working.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly the same thing. Like at least you had somebody outside your own brain to talk with.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It would be really interesting to find out what any of the people who were in there on their own, how they were flip-flopping and also how they were convincing themselves as well. Did they have an easier time or did they have a harder time trying to, you know, making commitments on who somebody was or what somebody was?
All right. So now that just leaves us to listen to our celebs after the big reveal of Leisha as the first ever winner of the Celeb Circle.
Well, literally, I've done this because I lost my sister to breast cancer. And literally, this means everything to me, honestly.
Oh,
Liz, thank
well
you,
done.
Guys, honestly.
Well done. Well done.
Honestly.
Well done, Liz.
Well done. So she obviously played an amazing game for a really good cause that's very close to her heart. And clearly a worthy winner, am I right in saying, guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's exactly what it's all about.
Mm. Yeah, Alex is exactly right. And I remember when she said it in front of everyone and it was like you could see she was bursting to say it. Mm. And you could hear the emotion in her voice. And I think literally at that point, to be honest with you, every single person in that room was happy that she won the competition. It came from such an honest place. So, yeah. And you know what? I think the fact that we were all involved, because, you know, everybody, I'm sure, has been affected by this in some way. Mm. But you could tell for Leisha it was something really important to her. So, yeah, I was truly, truly happy that she won the competition.
Well, it's an incredible show. And Melvin, you now join the exclusive circle experience gang of people who have been on there. Alex, maybe next year.
But oh my yes, Lord, Alex.
I do
listen,
not have... Oh,
get
man,
on
I
there.
Do not have...
We the... need you on there. We need you on there, Alex. That would be
yeah,
amazing.
Can you, I'll just be doing this to myself, though, right? I'll just be second. I'll be like... And clearly, you can see that this is what's happening. I'll be off so far. And if I ever catfish somebody you know, because I just giggle. I just giggle and giggle and giggle. So there you go.
Well, maybe that's our next career move, Melvin, is like consultants for people going on the circle. Guys, that's almost all we've got time for. It just leaves me to thank my brilliant guests, Melvin O'Doom and psychologist Alex today. Thank you so much, guys. It's been absolutely
thank
awesome to have
guys.
You back on.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
The Celeb Circle may be over, but the fun doesn't stop there. Oh no! Tune in to Channel 4 all this week for Season 3 of The Circle. Expect fiery group chats, catfish galore, and more alerts than you can shake a stick at. And of course, look out for new episodes of Dishonest Fun in your podcast feed, as we'll be here with you all the way. Join us next time, where we'll be going undercover and discussing double lives. The Celebrity Circle is in aid of Stand Up To Cancer, a joint national fundraising campaign from Cancer Research UK and Channel 4 that brings the UK together to speed up the progress in life-saving research. Cancer can affect anyone's life at any time. We only have one option: accelerate life-saving research. Your donations do that. Now is the time to stand up to cancer. Donate now at channel4.com/SU2C. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.